This is Pearls and Swine. This is Levi. Next to me is Nathaniel Lynn Marsh. And across the table from me is Travis Williams. And we're going to be talking today about the idea of criticism. What does the Bible actually say about this thought of criticism? And how do we take it? And how do we learn from it? And when is it not time to take it? One of the things that I've noticed in this political climate that we have going on right now, I actually didn't watch the inauguration speech, not because of any political views, just because I was doing other things. And I didn't watch the last one either, but I did watch Facebook afterwards. And that was a ride, man. There was some criticism. There was things going on. There were some bad words that my mama said I'm not allowed to say. There is lots of things going on Facebook from both sides of this, and criticizing Trump or criticizing Biden, President Biden. It was very interesting to watch how this thing was kind of going and how it was laid out. You know, criticism can be destructive. It also can be helpful. Webster defines it as the act of criticizing something unfavorably. So what have you guys been watching? Maybe you've been criticized. We never get criticized here.
Ever.
That's never. Just not true. But how have you been watching maybe the political stuff or just even in your life seeing criticism, both in the positive and the negative?
Well, unlike you, Levi, I disconnected from Facebook because of that exact thing. There was just too much Donkey Kong stuff going on, and I couldn't take it anymore. So I had
it was like WWF though on there, man. It was awesome.
Sounds kind of entertaining, I'm not going to lie.
It was.
Well, it's okay for a while, and then it's just like, oh,
like
my.
Top rope, boom, elbow on the head on that one.
Table smash and the metal chair. So I disconnected from it. I saw some of the stuff from my wife, and she showed me some of it. I'm like, man, it's kind of sad. It's kind of entertaining. It's kind of funny, and it's kind of annoying. So, yeah. How'd you check it out, Nate?
You know, I didn't really go on Facebook. I rarely get on Facebook, but I did decide to read Biden's speech and just to kind of figure out, okay, what is Biden hoping to do? And so, yeah, I looked through his speech, and I'm a very critical-minded person. I'm parsing his words and trying to figure out, okay, what does he mean by these statements? And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we should all be careful about what we say. And I'm pretty sure James has something to say about that when he tells us to be quick to listen and slow to speak. So I think we should be a people who don't just blindly accept things, but be critical. And yet we need to do that in the right manner. It's not to just tear people down. It's to make sure we understand each other and make sure that we're communicating effectively and ultimately to build each other up. If you say something and I might just assume that you mean a certain thing by it, and if, you know, I'm not like critically analyzing and understanding it and trying to make sure I know what you're saying, we can get into all kinds of miscommunications.
Yeah, I think critical thinking is one thing, but criticism is on a different level. It is actually finding fault and judging something as finding fault. People often misquote the scriptures and they say things like, the Bible says that you're not supposed to judge. It actually never says that. Just so you all know, it does not actually say that. It says, don't judge unless you want to be judged. Don't find fault unless you want to be judged by the same manner or in the same manner. It doesn't say that we don't judge. Obviously, we're going to judge things. And it's not always bad to judge something appropriate or true that we think is unfavorable. In fact, the scriptures indicate something very different than that. When we speak the truth, we speak it in love, we speak it caringly to our friend. It's hard to hear, but the scriptures indicate that the faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. And that's in Proverbs. Jesus was quite critical of the religious leaders, specifically the Pharisees, who were hypocritical in what they were doing. And he expressed his disapproval with criticism. And he did it forcibly on several occasions. You can read that in the scriptures. Matthew 23 would be a good place to go to that. However, Jesus' criticism were always truthful, and ultimately they were loving. One of the questions that I was wrestling with is, has there been times in my life where somebody has criticized me and I didn't like it, it hurt, but it was actually for my good. Can you guys think of anything?
Sports is a huge one in that. I just had a conversation with a guy this morning. Like, in athletics, you have coaches, and they are watching you. They're critiquing your performance, your technique, and whatever sport it is. They're there to make you better. They're there to make the team better. And if you falter, you don't always see that yourself. And sometimes those things come in a loving way, and sometimes it's in the form of a verbal lashing and somebody grabbing your face mask and screaming at you while they spit in your face. And that is also a good motivating tool sometimes as well.
Nice. Yeah, I think sports was definitely one for me. I have this memory of being in kindergarten, and we were trying to, like, draw something. And I'm right-handed, but I was looking at the picture on my
what
right
year
side.
What kindergarten was this for you?
I think 3.
Okay.
And so I was looking at the picture I was supposed to draw on my right side and trying to draw the image on my left side. And so my hand was actually crossing over my body and making it really difficult. And my teacher just came by and said, Nate, you don't have to do this. Why don't you move this over here and move that over there? And I was like, I liked it my way, but you're right. It's like a light bulb went on. I was like, wow, I could do something different. And I think that opened a whole new world for me.
A whole new world.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a little criticism there for you.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I was recounting is a person that was a friend in my life and kind of a mentor in my life. I was graduating college and I was a youth pastor at the time. And he came to me, we had lunch together, and he said, Levi, you can draw a crowd. People like you for some reason. And he said it just like that and laughed, which I didn't appreciate. But that wasn't the criticism. He said, I think you need to go to seminary because you can draw a crowd, but do you have anything to say to them? And I was a little bit shocked by what his candor, and I was a little bit shocked by what he was communicating to me, and it was a little bit frustrating. So I didn't talk to him for 2 weeks because I was pretty mad. But ultimately, he was correct. And ultimately, I think he was doing it for my good, and he was doing it in somewhat of a loving fashion, but it was actually monumental. One of the reasons I went to seminary is because I went, huh, that's a criticism, that hurt, that smarted, but he's actually correct.
Yeah, and I think that's some of the key in how to do criticism well. It's when it's for the interest of the person you're trying to speak to, and you do it in a gentle and a loving way. If it's not for the interest of the person that you're doing it to, it's probably not a good idea. And it might be actually sin. It might be just you trying to tear down someone for your own sake or just to be mean. But how you do it does matter too. You can have a groundbreaking thing for someone to grab hold of and understand and to be able to maybe run with and transform their lives and their community or whatever. But if you don't say that well in a way that can be received, it's not helpful either. And so choosing our words carefully is very, very important.
Yeah. I think that making sure that it's truth-based, that it's actually based in some amount of critical thinking on your part and seeing an action on the other person's part or seeing some type of reality where that is absolutely true. One of the problems I think people get into is when you have hearsay. Hearsay is not really helpful, and it really is based in gossip. And so you have to be careful when you're working through that you are using criticism in a loving and kind way, because it can end up embarrassing somebody. It can end up hurting a relationship. It can come off as self-righteousness. You can become like the Pharisees that Jesus criticized, and it was based off of faulty standards, and truth was not on their side. And when we're properly critical of something, it is profitable for reproof and correction. We use scripture to go, hey, maybe this is, you know, not so good for you. When you use, like, hey, scripture, and we beat people with it, that's not helpful. And that can be actually very detrimental to the person's spiritual health.
Yeah, there's a big difference between being kind and building each other up like we're supposed to do, and 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about that, versus beating them down, because that's not for the good of the person. You can use your words, you can speak truth in love, but you can take those things and you can build somebody up and you can be helping them towards being above reproach. Like if we're trying to use our words to point something out for somebody for their own good, or maybe they're, you know, a lot of times where I need criticism are areas that I'm just overlooking. Like the way I talk to my wife, I might not hear that in my tone of my voice because of the level of frustration that I'm experiencing in that moment. But there are times where I need those people to step in and be like, hey, dude, you cannot say things. What you said wasn't wrong, but the way you said it, it wasn't building her up.
Yeah, I think one of the things is that we get hypercritical on what other people are doing around us. And deep down, we kind of probably know it's really a self-criticism that is producing some of that stuff in us. That's why Jesus says, don't worry about the speck in the eye of your brother when you have a board coming out of your own, right? Like, and so that kind of thought process of really evaluating where's that criticism coming from? Is it really for their interest? Is it really for love? Is it patient in that? Just because you say it doesn't mean people are going to change, but communicating that and having the ability to communicate into somebody's life a loving criticism is actually really a part of friendship. It's a part of, I think, really understanding that person, understanding who they are, and really looking out for their best interest.
Yeah, it's Proverbs 27. Wounds from a friend can be trusted. When we look at it from that perspective and we actually care about that person to build them up in that way, not so that we can posture ourselves above them and use what we know or use scripture to beat them down and just trash them so that, oh yeah, you're just worthless. That's not going to be beneficial for them or help them. But when you're like, hey, dude, you need to check your area of life and really consider how you're doing something, that's helpful to them. That builds them up.
You've been around those critical people who are, they're just sour pusses.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you don't want to be around them.
Right? You don't want to be around them. And you also do not want to listen to them.
Yeah.
And so having a critical spirit just by nature, that's not your spiritual gift, just so you know. That is actually probably something less than that, right, from the devil himself. A critical spirit, it expects, it finds disappointment wherever it looks. It's the opposite of Corinthians 13, which talks about love. And you hear it at every marriage ceremony, everywhere. It's arrogant. It judges. It's provoked easily. It accounts for every wrong. It never carries any hope of being pleased. In such an attitude in a person really doesn't allow you to be loving towards somebody else. It squashes your ability to speak the truth into people's lives. One of the things that I think is really helpful in thinking through some of this stuff is when we are biting and devouring each other, the reality is that if I'm critical of you without any truth based, or if I'm critical of you just because my spirit is critical, what happens is it destroys both of us. It doesn't just destroy one of us. Galatians talks about that. Galatians 5:15, I think it is. It says, if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. And so there's a destruction that happens when it's not coming out of this spirit of love and it's coming out of a spirit that is critical just by nature.
Yeah. And Levi, if we can, just when we see problems and see issues that we feel like need to be addressed, remembering the fruit of the spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, all those, then trying to reframe that and see, okay, how do I address this in a loving way? How does what I'm saying going to bring peace, or how can I do this in a gentle way? And really taking into account even maybe a fuller picture. Yeah, this might be an issue that this person needs to address, but how are they doing in some other areas that you can really build them up and give them some encouragement in? I think, Travis, you were the first one that told me about this idea of a poop sandwich. And
what?
Yeah, it was so great. And the image is beautiful. And the idea is you want to encourage someone.
Did he call it that?
He did.
It's called a poop sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of it before. Yeah. Yeah. That's not what it was told to me as.
Oh. I don't know. I just know it as a poop sandwich. But anyway, you say something encouraging and build someone up. And so, you know, hopefully they'll get their ear and then you tell them something that they could work on, something that's kind of the bad news, if you will. And then you finish it off with something else good and something else that can be encouraging. So you kind of sandwich the bad news in between the two good. And that's a good way for people to hear you, but also to get a point across that's a little bit harder to hear.
How do you receive criticism when it comes from maybe somebody that you care about and love, maybe your wife? How does that work out for you? And when are those situations really advantageous for them to be critical? And when is it really not helpful?
I think oftentimes it's just really hard to accept criticism. And Nate, you already brought up James 1:19. That's one of my life verses. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Usually you know who the person is and the criticism that they're offering. And sometimes it can be harsh and we don't want to hear it. I think one of the key things in that is to check for the truth in that. Don't let my heart's reaction or my just gut instinct to be defensive and fight back. But really consider those things. Be that quick to listen type of spirit. And what is the truth in there? Is there something that is actually helpful for me in that moment instead of just my feelings hurt? My wife tells me that my love language is sarcasm. And that's one thing is probably a defense mechanism because I don't want to take that stuff. I just want to push it to the side. I don't want to examine, like, is she true in this? But there is some truth. I think one of the verses that speaks to that for me comes out of 1 Peter 2. They're talking about when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. And that is super hard to do as a person when we're getting criticism or insults chucked your way. How do you calmly accept that and wallow through that and sort through that to find the truth?
Yeah, a wise man accepts criticism and accepts those changes. And so if you want to be wise, you kind of need to listen to what they're actually saying. But there is a context where I'm more receptive to it than others. And for me, my wife knows that. And she came to me, I don't know, a while back and said, hey, you're being a little too harsh. You're just being harsh and with the kids. And I didn't like what she was saying, but I also realized that she was right. And some of my drill sergeant, I don't know what you call it, parenting was actually just a little bit too harsh. It wasn't what they needed or deserved. And I needed to tone it down. But she came to me with a gentleness of this is an observation. You know, there's always a little pushback, but there's often a movement when it's coming and when that I think the person knows that it's grounded in love. Criticism is hard no matter if you're giving it or taking it, especially when you're doing it in love. It's hard to tell somebody that you care about, hey, this is, I see this imperfection. It's also hard when you are receiving that. Because I think that we all of a sudden realize that people see our cracks, see our breaks in us. And so I think we need to do that. We need to be edifying each other through kind, loving criticism. And we also need to know how to receive those things. And so best of luck to you as you do that. It's difficult, but this is Pearls and Swine. If you want to hear more Pearls and Swine podcasts, you come to our website, evangelup.org. If you have questions, thoughts, or you have some topic that you would like us to cover in the scripture, email Travis@evangelup.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.